Shavuot Tov, we're in Perek Beis and Hilchos Shgagos. And now the Rambam is going to go into more specifics insofar as when a Korban Chatas is brought and what's considered actually a sin b'shogeg, a sin done unintentionally that requires such a Korban. So he says, the Rambam establishes a principle. A person is not chayav to bring a Korban Chatas for doing an inadvertent sin. So the inadvertent nature of the action must be present from the beginning of it till the end. But if someone did one part of it accidentally and the second part purposely, or vice versa, korban chatas, so the person does not have to bring a korban chatas. Ketza, what's an example? Okay, so for instance, let's say someone violated the isser of hotzah, which is carrying on Shabbos. What do they do? Akar bezadon, they picked up the object purposely, but they put it down in the other domain accidentally, or vice versa. Potter, you're exempt. It has to be a situation where, for instance, the person picked up the object accidentally or inadvertently and placed it down in a different rishus, all in one continuous action. Base of our vera, let's say someone violated a prohibition, and he knew that there was a negative commandment involved, but didn't know that the punishment for violating such a commandment is kares. This is also considered an inadvertent sin, and he brings a chatas. But let's say he knew that the sin, the punishment for the sin was kares, bishogag, right? But he did not know what it called, but he didn't know he had to bring a korban chatas for violating it. He doesn't know whether he's chayv in a korban or not. That's called harei zameizi. That's done on purpose. Shigas korban, forgetting or inadvertent doing an error about the korban itself. That's not considered a lack of knowledge for a sin that you be chayv kares in. Halacha gimel. Now mishalo nodolo atzmal shalchet shechata. Let's say a person does not know the extent of the sin that he violated. But he knows that he what do you call it that he violated an isser that gets kares for it. Then also raise a patam korban chatas. He's patam. Shneimar shechata ba. What does it mean? Ad shiodea shechata ba. Excuse me, achet shechata ba. He has to know the sin that he is committing. Ketzah. So what's an example? Let's say chela v'nosa lefana. Let's say he has in front of him forbidden fat and leftover korban. V'achalas echa mehem. And he ate one of the two. Ve'inu dea is the achal, but he doesn't know which one he ate. Ishto, or for instance, ishto nida v'achosa v'bayis. Right. Let's say, for instance, his wife who's a nida and his sister are both at home. Vishagag, and he inadvertently ubal achasman had sexual relations with one of the two. Veinada is a man ball. He's not sure which one he had sexual relations with. Or Shabbos Yom Kippurim Lefanav. Let's say it's both Shabbos and Kippur. V'asam alacha bechamahen, and he committed a did a malacha on one of the two. Veinadeva is a man asa. He doesn't know which one he did it on. Hariza patam korban chatas. In all these cases, he's exempt from bringing a korban chatas. Lachadalad. Let's say chata v'noda lo chataso v'chaza v'shachacho. Let's say he committed a sin. He was aware of the sin, and then he went back and he forgot which sin he did. Harizim maybe chatas l'shem mashuhu v'socha kishar chatos mechaz. So he should bring a korban chatas, whatever sin he thought he did. Okay, and it should be eaten like any other korban chatas. Halacha hey now shagag v'shem echad v'hem shnei gufin chayav. Let's say what it called. Let's say he committed one chet, but there were two people involved. He's chayev. Ketzas. What's an example? Shtei nidos. Let's say there are two women in nida. The shagag ba'achas mehen, and he had sexual relations with one of the two. Ve'ina dua ezehi, and he wasn't sure which one. Or shtei achayos. Let's say he has two sisters. Ushagag ba'achas mehen, and he had sexual relations inadvertently with one of the two. Ve'ina dua ezehu. Ve'ezehi chayev chatas. He is chayev chatas. Shereidia atzmo shochet. All right, see, because he knows he's chayv nechatos, he knows the chayt, he knows the sin. L'mazadome, this is like l'shtei neiros dokos. Let's say you have two lamps that are burning on Shabbos, shekiba or achas mehen, and he put out one of the two. Ve'ein yodeh is a ner, he's not sure which one of them was the ner. O l'shtei tamchuyin shel chelav she'achol me'echa mehen. Let's say there are two pots with usher fats in them, and he eats from one of them. Ve'ein yodeh me'ez tamchuy mehen achol, but he's not sure which pot he ate from. Shu chayv. In such a case, he's chayev, as well as all other cases like that. Halacha vav, kol mechuyev chatas kvua shingaso. Anytime a person is obligated to bring a korban chatas, a fixed korban chatas, on doing an inadvertent action, the asa bishgaga, and he did so, And he found out afterwards what he did. But he didn't know in the beginning that this was a sin. So what's the case? Tinok shenishba lebein ha'akum. Let's say a child was a baby was captured by non-Jews, the gadol, and he was raised among them. Who eni odea mahem Yisrael v'lo dasam. Right, he doesn't know anything about these Jews and what they believe in. V'asa malacha b'shabbes, and he violates malacha on Shabbos, v'alcha chil b'dam, and he eats forbidden things, etc. V'yotzibhem kish yodea lo shu Yisrael. Now, when he finds out that all along he was Jewish, u'mitzuba al kol elo, and he's obligated to all these commandments. Chayav l'havi chatas akol ve'aver. He's actually chayav to bring a korban chatas in each sin that he committed. V'chein kol chiyotze b'zeh. Let's assume in this case he was a bardas. Halacha zayin. What do you call it? Hashogeg below kavana barayos umachal susurus. Let's say someone commits a sin inadvertently in the area of sexual impropriety or prohibited foods. He's chayav in chatas. But if he does it in a Shabbos, pater mechatas. Okay. Ketza, what's the case? Let's say he's acting, let's say he's saying or acting in an inappropriate way with a woman, okay, who's married, with a woman, and then he ends up having sexual relations with her, okay, and she is forbidden to him. Or let's say the case is, let's say that he thought what was in his mouth was really spit, and it turns out it was blood, and he swallowed it. Very chaylev, and it turns out, or it's, let's say it's chaylev. Hareza chayv chatas. Such cases chayv chatas. Niskavin lahagbia satlosh. Let's say his intent was to lift up something that was already cut on Shabbos. B'chasa chasamuchur below kavana lechasi chaso. Let's say he cut the piece attached to the ground. What do you call it? With intention, without intention, pater. Melechas machsheves asar b'dor. And that's the key thing here. The Torah forbids, or what's considered malacha is malachas machsheves. That means a purposeful action on Shabbos. K'mosh baru mukomo, and he didn't do that in the case of the talush. But in the first two cases, by the rise malachas suros, he did. Alachas kol osim mitzvah and a mitzvos. Right, anytime a person performs a mitzvah, v'chal asyasa, and while he's doing it, nases avera. He also does a sin. Shechayim le'akaris, that he's chayim in karisin bishgaga. Okay, accidentally hareza pater mechatas. Why is he patur from machatas? Because the person was acting with permission. What does that mean? Ketza. Habal yavimtos. Let's say a person is having sexual relations with his yavama, which is a mitzvah. Very nida, but it turns out she's nida. Behulo yada. He didn't know. He's a patur machatas. He's patur bringing kor machatas, even though there was a shogeg here. Treya saw bershus, because the relations he was having with her was done with permission. Aval yimbal ishto. But let's say he had sexual relations with his wife, very nida, and it turns out she's a nida. Chayv chatas. Why? Because he should have asked her first and then had sexual relations. He's negligent. But when it comes to his yavama, doesn't normally have sexual relations with her, so he wouldn't think to ask. So to another case. Let's say a mo'el has two babies to circumcise, one on Shabbos, one on Friday, or one on, let's say, Shabbos and one on Sunday. And he forgot which one. Umal, who forgot about the order. Umal shneim b'Shabbos. He circumcised both on Shabbos. Pater mechatas. Why is he pater mechatas? Shere yeshlo rishos lomol echam hem b'Shabbos, because he has permission to do one meal on Shabbos. The Shabbos tchuya he etzlo, right, and the Shabbos is pushed aside for that meal. Umitzas umitzah asay api shehem shnei gufin holzmano bahol enu medakdik. And since the there were two. Since it was a very rushed situation, he wasn't precise about it. Let's say neither one could have been circumcised on Shabbos. So shachach umal b'Shabbos, but nonetheless he did. Circumcised on Shabbos. Misha no roy lama b'Shabbos. Someone who's not supposed to be circumcised on Shabbos, then he's chayav in a chatas. That would be a pure shogeg case. Alachates uman shabal limol lifnos hayom yom b'Shabbos. Okay, so let's say you have a very expert Moel, okay, and he's coming to circumcise a kid right before Shabbos starts. Ramulo, and people say to him, Lo nishra panai b'yom k'dei shetamol. Vim tasko limo lo tasha matzis Shabbos. Right, so they say to him, listen, there's not enough time for you to go ahead and do this mila. If you do, you're never going to be able to complete the action before Shabbos is over. Menin says cholo Shabbos, right, and then you're going to be damaging or causing wound to Shabbos. V'lo osa mitzvah. Now you're not doing the mitzvah. This is what they tell them all. And he says back to them, Ragulani bizarre is him here. He says, no, listen, I'm good. I'm fast. I'm good. I'll get it done. Imlo hishem el adzi Shabbos. Let's say he didn't finish it in time, meaning until Shabbos is over. Harizeh chayev chatas. Then he is chayev in chatas. Why shari hisrbo? Because even though it's not a true halacha kasra, they did warn him ahead of time. Allah yod hamoti is a lulav yom tov rishon shalchag shechal liyos b'Shabbos. Let's say someone carries a lulav in rishus rabim on the first day of Sukkot that falls on a Shabbos. Kli latzis bo in order to fulfill his obligation, and then ve'avir arba amos rishus rabim, and he carries it for amos in the public domain b'shogeg accidentally. Pater. Why is he pater shrei b'shus hotzi? Because he's going to go out to perform the mitzvah. So someone shechs a korban Pesach on the 14th that comes out on Shabbos. Let's say he finds out afterwards that the people who were connected to the korban, let's say, died or were tamei prior to shechita. Or let's say he found a mortal wound. That was hidden. Let's say, for instance, there's a hole in the lung. Or he's a pater. He's pater. Why? Because he shechted the animal with mitzvah in mind. Let's say it turns out there was a blemish or some obvious mortal wound. Why is he chayv chatas? Because normally, what should he have done? He should have checked it and then checked it. So too, all of the cases like that. Excuse me. Let's say he shechs a korban pesach on Shabbos for the wrong intent, betos, accidentally, pater. He's pater from korban chatas. Because the korban is still good to go, shakira shmo betos in akira. Because if I inadvertently try to reestablish the intent of the korban, it doesn't work. As we saw already previously in psulim mukdashin. Let's say on Shabbos I shechted different animals for the purpose of korban pesach accidentally. Imruy and heim the korban pesach. Let's say I could bring those other animals as a korban pesach. Pater b'korban chatas they shechav b'shus. I'm put them in korban chatas because I shechted it for the mitzvah. In main ruin, let's say those animals could not have been brought. Gunshai nekeva, for instance, let's say it was a female, or ben shtayim, or 2 years old. Then chayv chatas, I'm chayim in korban chatas. Shere inor roy lekorban pesach because these animals post shchita are not roy to be brought as a korban. So too, bechayim shagag v'shachto v'shabbos. Let's say I accidentally shechted on Shabbos, lo l'oklav, not for the purpose of eating. Oh shalol minuyav, not for the people who are connected to the korban. Oh la reilim, or people circumcised, let's say, or people who are tamei. Then I'm chayv chatas. Let's say I shechted it for those who can and cannot eat it, or for those part of the group or not part of the group, for those circumcised and not circumcised, for those who are tamei, for those who are, then I'm pater from korban pesach. Excuse me, from korban chatas. Because the korban pesach is still kosher. Let's say I shechted on Shabbos a korban tzibur for the wrong intent. On Shabbos, I raise a chayv chatas. I am chayv in korban chatas. Yakimurim la erev, and I should go ahead and bring the imurim, the fats and organs on the on the mizbeach for the evening. So too, if let's say I shechted other animals outside of the ones obligatory to be brought on Shabbos, I'm chayv in korban chatas on the additional ones. Alach yidal shachar korbanos yachid. Let's say I shechted a korban for an individual she'in docham es Shabbos that does not. Such a korban would not push off Shabbos on Shabbos, b'Shabbos, b'Shvag, accidentally. Chayv chatas, b'basar murtah b'ana. I'm chayv to bring a korban chatas, and the meat from that previous korban is murtah to benefit from. Vein zorkin zedam, but you don't sprinkle the blood. Then ma'bar v'zark dam on the shaman. But let's say I did go ahead and sprinkle the blood for the intention. Bein b'shogim b'meizid. O l'bailam shem choba. It actually helps the owners fulfill their obligation. V'yakta emur l'erev. So then the organs and fats are brought on the altar at night, the basa yocha, on the meats eaten, yavia shochid chata soshin gaso. And then the person shechted it brings a chatas for his inadvertent sin. Alachatez vav, how you the fun of shnei behemos, sheld sibor. Let's say he has two animals, in front of him, two animals that are communal sacrifices, achas kachusha v'achashmena. So one is thin and one is fat. V'haisa chobas ayom v'achas, and then the chobas, the obligatory one of the day is for one of them, bein chatas bein ola. And whether it's a chatas or olah, v'shagag v'shachat shtayim. What did he do? He accidentally shechted both. Im shachat kachusha betchila. So he shechted the thinner one first, v'akrak shachat hashmin, and the fatter one second. Patur b'kor b'chatas. He's patur b'kor b'chatas. Lo'od, elish omer lo. Not only that, we tell him, havei shmina v'shachat l'chachila. Bring the fat one and also, what he called, shechted. Avim shachat hashmina tchila. Let's say he shechted the fat one first, v'akrak kachusha, and the second one, the thinner one second. Chayv chatas al tosefes. Then he'd be chayv chatas on the additional korban. Let's say in that instance above, the first animal shechted, which is the fatter one, it turns out it has a, let's say, a mortal wound in its stomach, even though he didn't know the animal was treif when he shechted the thinner one, and his intention wasn't for that one. Since the second one was shechted correctly, he's patur mechatas. He's patur from bringing korban mechatas. So too, v'chaim. Haporas mitzuda lalos dogim in a yam b'shkaga. Let's say on Shabbos, a person takes a net and spreads it out over the water to catch fish. V'hela tinok ima dogim. And he picks up with the net both a child and the fish. Bein sheshama shetava tinok. Whether he knew or heard that a child was drowning. Bein shelo shama. Or he didn't know. Ho v'hela tinok. Since he brought the tinok out of the water, the child out of the water. He said patur mechatas. He's patur from korban mechatas. Apich lo haisakam when I saw el latzod. Even though his intention all along was to catch fish on Shabbos, which is usher, Mesha Yasho gave it Nikol Yotze Bazet. Finally, Lachat Design, Misha Haya Lufana Balelia Pesach, Slisha Pesach. Let's say someone on the night of Pesach has a roasted meat from the corn Pesach, but no semina kachim, and leftover and other meat that was left over from regular korbanos, Meniskaban Lechot Sli, and his intention is to eat roasted meat, Shehu Mitzvah, Vishagag. And he accidentally v'achal nosar and eats the leftover instead of corn pesach. He's a chayv chatas. He's chayv mekorban chatas. Shrei lo asa mitzvah achilas zuk. He doesn't fulfill his mitzvah of corn pesach with that eating. V'chein kol chuliotze bazeh. Kedeta ends Parak Beis, and we'll pick up Parak Gimel tomorrow.